Yeah. Anyway, we got 10 seconds to top of the hour, so get ready. We got PSA and station identification. You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
You are listening to The Piggy Bank here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton. Welcome to the second hour of the show on a beautiful Tuesday, April 21st, 2026, here in College Park. It is, according to my phone, if it wants to cooperate, it is 50 degrees today here. It is 50 degrees right now. It is 61 is the high, low at 32. It looks so good outside. It's just, we're going to listen to tunes, talk about metal music, have a great time. We were just in the middle of our Candlemass portion of the show here. We had just played Under the Oak. We got A Sorcerer's Pledge, also from the same album, Epicus Dumicus Metallicus, coming up. We've been through some Metallica already. Played some Iron Maiden, played some Judas Priest, and some Sabbath. We got Megadeth after this, too, and some Slayer, some Anthrax, even some more after that if we got time. So, yeah. Anyway, here is A Sorcerer's Pledge by Candlemass.
Ah!
And that is A Sorcerer's Pledge by Candlemass off their album Epicus Dumicus Metallicus. Coming up next, we're getting into some Megadeth with The Conjuring and Peace Sells off of their album. Peace Sells, but who's buying? Gonna keep a little bit of a visual on these lyrics because I don't know why, but my thing is losing its mind. All right. I'm just seeing something really quick. I don't see an issue, so I think this should be fine. Yeah, okay, it should be fine. Okay, great. All right, here you go.
Sanguinary scent of worship.
And that was Megadeth with Peace Sells and The Conjuring off of their album Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? Apologies, we are doing some last minute adjusting of plans. I decided to scratch a song real quick, though I will quickly bring it up in terms of the importance of the song in the history of metal. I'm not going to play it because I have my reasons. FCC will breathe down my neck. Let's say that. I'm not going to play Angel of Death by Slayer off their album Rain and Blood. I do think there's some, like, it's a really important song to understanding the history of metal, but also some of the topics that are covered there and some of the words they talk about were just not air safe at all. I have my reasons. There's a reason why this album got, there's a reason Rain and Blood got delayed from release when they first joined Def Jam Records, which, yes, Rick Rubin, also congrats to him, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. He produced this song. Yeah, this was Slayer's first song with Def Jam Records, or first album with Def Jam Records, and it got delayed because of that song, Angel of Death, which makes sense. I understand. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's oof. Anyway, that's not what I'm gonna play though. We're gonna play Piece by Piece and then Necrophobic off of the album Rain and Blood by Slayer. Both are great songs. But I'm really excited to dive through those two songs here, because they're very high, fast paced. Like, they'll be done in 3 minutes. So anyway, yeah, enjoy.
Damn.
And that was Slayer with Necrophobic and Piece by Piece off of their album Rain in Blood. Coming up next, Anthrax with Among the Living and Caught in a Mosh off of their album Among the Living. Another metal band in which I will be interested to see if they... I don't know if they ever get... Will they ever get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Probably not. I feel like they should. Scott Ian is just an amazing guitarist. I don't know what else to say, you know? It's Scott Ian. I mean, Scott Ian, he's been part of that band with Anthrax. He's been in Mr. Bungle for a short time. He was even in System of a Down for a short time. Like, the dude is everywhere. Or, sorry, not System of a Down. Stormtroopers of Down. Jeez. I saw SOD. And I thought, okay, all right, so let's move it down. No, I'm wrong. If you ever want to go watch a good video, speaking of Scott Ian, go watch. It's at least 5 years, if not 3 years old now. It's on the Guitar Center YouTube channel. It's Scott Ian, Tom Morello, Brad Paisley, and like a bunch of other guitar legends, along with the writer for the song. That's the theme song for Game of Thrones. And they do a full guitar version of it. And it's just so good. And the funny part is, you can tell when Tom Morello comes in, because he starts doing all the stuff like you usually hear when he's done. I'm just like, all right, Tom, you didn't need to show off. But anyway, anyway, this is Anthrax with Among the Living and Caught in a Mosh. And that is Anthrax with Cotton Amash and Among the Living off of their album Among the Living. Coming up next, Equimanthorn and Enter the Eternal Fire by Bathory off of their album Under the Sign of the Black Marks. Coming up next. Hey, we only have like 22 and a half minutes left. Let's make the most of it.
Thank you.
And that was Bathory with Equimanthron Manthorn. I'm getting that wrong every time. And Enter the Eternal Flame off of their album Under the Sign of the Black Mark. Ooh, man, my body just did not like me saying those words. final two songs are coming up. We got Infernal Death and Zombie Ritual by Death off of their album, Scream Bloody Gore. We're going to skip my final two. I was going to get some Napalm Death, but I just don't think. I just don't know if I'm going to have time for that. We'll just leave it like that, I think, is the safe answer. Yeah. I think that's a safe answer. Just again, some quick housekeeping. You've been listening to WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. This show specifically is the Piggy Bank. I've been your host, Brandon Appleton. I appreciate everybody tuning in this week. I, again, focus on metal music, history of metal, talk about the songs, listen to the songs. Think of it as just like your two-hour weekly metal history course, but hopefully fun. It's great. I love doing this. You know, we've listened to a lot of great music today. We've listened to some Sabbath, some Metallica, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, the classics, pretty much. Like this, we're still in the classic era, 1980s, 1970s through 80s metal, when things are really just starting to get in the air with everything. But 8 minutes, so by 11:52, I need to be started. Okay, sorry, I was doing some math. Coming up next, again, Winning Time, hosted by Jack Wynn, will be on at noon. And then later on at 2 o'clock, Employees Must Wash Hands, hosted by Jay Cohen and DJ Seb. So stick around for that. If you're interested also in our digital programming, coming up here at noon is the beginning of our broadcast day with Crash Course, hosted by Pilot Down. And then at 5 o'clock, Happy Dudes, Angsty Tunes with Ariman Thakur and Griffin Hevesy at 5 o'clock. So that's, you know, your broadcast day over on digital. It's about to begin as well if you want to go check out what's going on over there. Final two songs again, Infernal Death and Zombie Ritual by Death off of their album Screaming Bloody Gore. I appreciate everybody tuning in this week. It's been a great great time hosting the program. If you follow me on my social medias, keep an eye out for my coverages along with when the next show is, which is going to be same time here. We also have our summer schedule coming out soon, hopefully, so you guys are aware of what that will look like. We're probably going to try to move back to 3 hours because I do like doing 3 hour shows. So with all of that being said, final two songs. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Take care, everybody.